Time to join Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome. She brings us the Vatican Week in review. Joan, welcome back. Very exciting week.
And no date for the conclave as we record.
Exactly. Always an exciting week because you just don't know what's coming up. There's no calendar as there usually is. There's a rhythm we follow, and that rhythm, you know, has obviously been shattered for the resignation of Benedict XVI, Pope Emeritus. But life is going on as it should for a conclave in the sense that, as we speak, all 115 cardinal electors are in Rome. The last one was a cardinal from Vietnam, and he arrived Thursday afternoon. It's my understanding, Father Lombardi said, that two Vietnamese priests from Vatican Radio went to the airport to pick him up. So the electors are here. They join with all the other cardinals, non-electors, that is to say over the age of 80, and discuss a lot of church business. So the cardinals, electors and not, have been holding their congregation since Monday morning, March the 4th. And they met Monday morning and afternoon, Tuesday and Wednesday only in the morning. And Thursday, two congregations scheduled for Friday. We're in the midst of a congregation as we speak. But Wednesday afternoon, while there was no congregation, there was a very beautiful prayer service, the Glorious Mysteries of the Rosary, Eucharistic Adoration in St. Peter's Basilica.
At the altar of the chair.
Oh, exactly. The importance, the chair of Peter, and the cardinals are gathering here in Rome to eventually go into the conclave to elect the successor of St. Peter. And the chair has a very wonderful, beautiful history attributed, they thought, for many, many years. The chair that's encased in a bronze bigger chair created by Bernini, said to have been a chair that Peter sat on when he came to Rome. It was a very moving ceremony, and the interesting thing is the cardinals have highlighted the need for prayers. They ask people to pray for them as they are meeting in these important days to select a new pontiff. And so here was this prayer service, and the faithful could join, which is very, very nice. So the faithful could be there alongside the cardinals, one of whom may very well in coming weeks be wearing white. I did hear a comment this morning about we already have the new pope. He's in a room with the other cardinals wearing a red hat right now.
And of course, the white vestments are already prepared, have already been
Gamarelli,
sewn and in the window, apparently.
Okay. Well, and the interesting thing is they make it so that there are three sizes, and we have all sizes in the College of Cardinals, from short to tall, from fairly good girth to very slender. And the interesting thing is that even on a large, someone who's tall and has certain girth, they have made that so it can be very quickly either let out or taken in, or even the hem changed, because you don't want it to be knee length when it goes on the wearer. So the vestments are ready. They're getting the Sistine Chapel ready. DTV, the Vatican Television, has provided the media as they get their briefing every day from Father Lombardi. The Vatican Television has provided the media with footage, 2 days in a row of footage of the work done, all the equipment first being brought in and then the actual work being done in the Sistine Chapel. They put a protective coating on that beautiful floor. If they didn't have that coating, you'd have chairs being moved, you'd have tables, you'd have people walking. So the protective coating, then they do raise the floor. I'm not sure of the exact height, how much they raise it, to correspond with one of the steps that goes up at the end of the chapel to the altar, so that there aren't that many steps when the cardinals have to go to the table. There will be on the right and left long sides of the chapel the tables where the cardinals will sit and vote, and two tiers of those. Then at the far end of the room will be the cardinals, the scrutineers, I believe they are called, who will take the ballots, so that the cardinals, when they do walk up with their vote and have to place it in one of three urns, one of the urns is for the sick, that has a special lock on it. And when the cardinals go up, they're not going to have to climb a lot of steps. And then they are going to put a protective, a kind of a shield will be in the ceiling area of the chapel. That particular shield is going to prevent any communications from going into or coming out of the Sistine Chapel and the conclave itself. And then any and all windows and doors leading to the area that have panes of glass those are covered with an opaque shield, if you will, too, so that people cannot see in. The end of the footage yesterday, they did show the Papal Gardens, like the very big sloping garden area in front of the Governorate Palace.
Behind
St. Peter's Basilica, very big, broad, sloping hill on which, in flowers and shrubs, you have the papal coat of arms. Mm-hmm. And they have taken out Benedict's, and they will be ready to plant flowers for a new papal coat of arms, because that's the whole interesting thing. You have a new pope. We're going to know who he is as Cardinal so-and-so when the conclave ends. But then they have to take a name. And that's always fascinating. And how they do that is, I mean, if you look at papal names, you look at Leo or Clement or John Paul. We've only had two of them. We've had 16 Benedicts and so forth. Lots of interesting things. A pope will have his crest. And there is a specific coat of arms crest for the Sede Vacante. It still has the crossed silver and gold keys indicating earthly and heavenly power. And then instead of the triple tiara signifying the three duties of a pontiff or of any bishop for that matter, there's kind of an umbrella over the keys. And this is the Sede Vacante. It's only used in that time. And when coins are made, as they're in the process of being made, and stamps, they have that coat of arms instead of the papal coat of arms. Interesting video for Friday's press conference is Santa Marta. The Domus Sanctae Martae is the St. Martha residence in the Vatican, where they will move in only on the eve of the conclave. The cardinals now are in various residences all over Rome. And Father Lombardi, who gives briefings every day, has two assistants who translate into English and Spanish when needed. He gives information, then he answers questions from the media. And these can go on for, on average, probably 90 minutes. They're amazing conferences, and begin at about 1 o'clock. But Father told us yesterday, in answer to one question about why he couldn't give names or certain details of speeches, the cardinals get up in congregations and they give brief talks. And Father said he has taken the same vow to obey the congregation rules of secrecy and silence as the cardinals have, or any other staff member. Those people working, for example, on the Santa Marta residence, any of the maids and people who work in the kitchen, they also have to ascribe to this vow of secrecy. And Father is being allowed in. It's the, I believe he said it was the Dean of the College of Cardinals who had said, yes, you should be here, can be here, because that way you can give better information. But he is limited. He cannot give the names of, let's say, 14 cardinals who spoke in a morning session, nor can he give excerpts specifically of what they talked about. So you're not going to have a good picture of a cardinal from a certain continent talking about XYZ issue. And so he said the topics discussed are the new evangelization, the Holy See and the world, the Roman Curia, the need for reorganization, the relationship to bishops, the ecumenical dialogue, interreligious and ecumenical dialogue. And then, this is so interesting, the cardinals are putting together, as they get up and talk and say what they need in a new Holy Father, they're putting together a profile of the Holy Father. But just humanly, you think of Benedict. This is somehow going to, just as Benedict, notwithstanding his humility, just normal human curiosity would probably lead you to wonder what the profile is. And pretty soon, when a new pope was elected, I think you'll see that profile perhaps reflected in the new pope. So, and who knows, where are we going to be talking about a new pope when I come back to this spot next week? It'll be interesting to see.
Yes. Yes, I hope so.
I hope so too.
Thank you very much, Joan.
Bless.
And you were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome.